Hey folks, this is Dave.
And Charles.
We're just dropping in before the episode to thank you all for listening. If you haven't already, please make sure to subscribe to the show so that you can get the episodes as soon as they release.
And stay tuned after this episode to learn about our plans for next month and how you can enter for the chance to win an exciting prize.
Welcome back to the Did You Hear podcast,
your library insider.
And in this episode, we dedicate the entire time to the 1986 Rodney Dangerfield classic, Back to School. Here's a fun fact. Now, Rodney Dangerfield even remember being in this movie, right?
That's the wrong Back to School.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't read the show prep notes.
That's okay.
It's not... Not Rodney.
Not Rodney Dangerfield. No,
but I've got some facts. I mean,
that's okay. I got some people booked, so we'll be fine without your facts.
I mean,
today.
It's a Rodney Dangerfield show, and he's joined with Sally Kellerman of MASH fame.
Just play the intro, Dave.
Go on. Okay.
You are listening to Did You Hear?
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 The Johnson County Library Podcast.
With hosts Dave Carson and Charles Hauer.
We are coming to you from the Central Resource Library
in Overland Park, Kansas.
This is your Library Insider.
So, today's episode is Back to School.
Back to School.
And when we're talking about Back to School, we are talking about resources for kids and teens and all ages, really.
All ages of students. Anybody who's going back to school, we have things for you.
Especially e-resources.
Yes.
Yeah. So, the three segments that we have today are we're having two librarians come in from our youth department.
Right. Two from Monticello's youth department at that branch.
Okay, very good. And then Kate McNair, who coordinates teen services for the library.
Yep. And Hope Harms, who is our electronic resources librarian.
That sounds pretty exciting, so maybe we should just jump into it.
Sounds good.
And we're going to kick things off with teen resources for Back to School.
That's right. And we have a guest here today. Could you introduce yourself?
My name is Kate McNair. I'm the Teen Services Coordinating Librarian.
Welcome.
Well, welcome. Welcome, Kate. And could you tell us what resources we have for teens going back to school?
Yeah, we have all the things that you need to help you succeed in your academics this year. The main one that I want to focus on is BrainFuse Help Now. It's a great online database that you get access to for free with your library card and PIN. It features live tutors online daily from 2 to 11 p.m. The writing lab allows you to get feedback within one day on papers that you're working on. There's a skill surfer that has study resources and test prep for popular tests like the ACT, SAT, and ASVAB. As well as a lot of other resources as well. And that's all free with your library card number and PIN.
Wow. Okay. So how do people find that?
You can go to jocolibrary.org/homeworkhelpteens.
Homework Help Teens.
Mm-hmm. And then outside of our online resources, we also have a great event coming up this fall, the Step-by-Step Through the FAFSA. So you can get help filling out the free application for federal student aid, also known as the FAFSA, which is a federal application that's necessary to get free or low-cost money for college. We have two different sessions for that, one online on Tuesday, September 27th at 6:30, and one in person at our Central Resource Library on Tuesday, October 4th, at 6:30, and you can register online and get more details.
Yeah, and having a daughter that just graduated college, I went through that year after year after year, and I will tell you, I was very appreciative to have library resources to help me get walked through the process.
Yeah.
We also know that the school year is not all about academics, and so we have lots of opportunities to have fun this fall. Our Young Adult Literary Council plans events for the library. They meet in person on the second Tuesdays at our Lenexa City Center Library at 5 p.m. and third Sundays at our at 2 p.m. at the Blue Valley Library, and also online on third Sundays at 2 p.m. And you can find more information about that online, as well as our Teen Takeout, which is a book subscription service. And you can find more information about that at jocolibrary.org/teens and get free books every month. And then this fall, we're also hosting a book swap. So if your bookshelves are overflowing at home and you want to freshen them up, you can join us for a book swap cafe. You can bring up to 10 books to trade with others at our Antioch Library on Sunday, October 23rd at 2 p.m. or the Central Resource Library on Saturday, October 29th at 2 p.m.
Well, that's a lot of...
My head's spinning.
Yeah. That's a lot of important dates for everybody out there to remember. So if they want to, they can rewind and listen. But is there a place they can find them on our website or something?
Yeah. jocolibrary.org/events has all the things you need to put on your calendar.
Yeah, for sure. And it's so great that you included resources or, you know, things that teens can do, in addition to the regular school work, but you know, you gotta have a nice balance of social as well as academics.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you happen to be a creative teen, we also have even more opportunities, including Elementia, our literary magazine for teens, is accepting submissions now through February 1st for our next issue, which will come out in spring of 2023. And we are also looking for high school students who want to join our editorial and design teams. So you can find those applications at jocolibrary.org/Elementia.
Which, and, you know, that's almost like having an internship, you know?
It really is. Yeah. It's a great experience if you're a writer or an artist. You get to see other people's work. You get to discuss it with other people. Yeah. It's fantastic opportunity to meet some other really cool and creative folks in Kansas City. Yeah. And then we also have short story and sticker contests that are running in September and October. And you can find that information at jocolibrary.org/contests.
Oh man, there's so much more going at the library offered to teens than when I was a teen.
It's great.
You know, back in 1902 or whenever it was.
I love that sticker contest. They always submit very creative designs, and it's fun to see what comes in.
Yeah. Okay, so to kick things off, we're going to start with kids. And Charles, we have a couple guests right here in this very room.
We do. Why don't you both introduce yourselves?
All right. My name is Emily. I work at Monticello Library. I really love kids and engaging with them at the library. Right now, I facilitate Tween Book Club, which is kind of my favorite thing.
Awesome.
My name is Carrie. I am also at the Monticello Library and work with youth services. And I work a lot with the Walk and Read and what Emily said.
So tell us about some of the resources we have for kids for back to school.
Well, I can tell you a little bit about the website.
And then I will tell you a little bit about in-person branch stuff.
Sounds great. Yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, first you go to the Johnson County Library website, which is jocolibrary.org. And if you look at the navy blue bar and head over to the right-hand side, you can tap on kids. And that will take you to a wonderful variety of web sources that you can use.
Are we asking kids to do this or their parents?
Oh, I think most of the kids would be able to do this on your own, but definitely get the okay with your parents.
A great activity to sit with your kid and help them learn how to navigate.
Oh, yeah.
Such a great resource, like the Johnson County Library website.
Yeah, definitely. Although sometimes the kids are better than the parents.
Well, that's true.
Teach
me how to navigate the Johnson County Library website.
So if you scroll down under kids to the right, or to the left, I'm sorry, it will say homework help. And I know that sounds like, oh, but this isn't what I want to do is homework. But actually click on that because the sources that are on there go way beyond information that you would want for homework. There's information there that is just fun. You can go to Culturegrams and learn all about the history of the United States and other countries around the world. You can go to Lightbox, and that is nonfiction books that also will give you a great resource to information. So yes, it is there to help you with homework, but it is there also to just enrich any subject you're interested in.
Can I go back through that path real quick so I can just follow, so we can, everybody can click along at home? Where'd you go first?
Yeah. First, I went to jocolibrary.org.
Okay.
And then I looked at the blue bar, the navy blue bar, scrolled over to kids.
Okay.
Tapped on it. And then if you go to the left, scroll down to homework help in the gold bar section and tap on it.
Okay.
And that takes you to the wonderful resources like Lightbox and Culturegrams, Biography, Encyclopedia Britannica, just some wonderful online resources that will give you more information than you would be able to imagine without looking at it.
And Emily, you said you had some in-person resources for us as well?
Yeah, for sure. So the online resources are awesome. Lightbox is one of my favorites. It's interactive ebooks. There's like videos and stuff you can click through. There's lots of animal nature ones, which is definitely my jam. And those are going to be great resources when your kid tells you at 5:30 on a Sunday that they have homework due on Monday morning right. that requires a resource and the library is closed in the physical branch,
right.
but you can hop on online and get some of that resources. But if you are ahead of things and you found out at 3 p.m. on Sunday instead of 5:30, you can show
plenty
up in branch.
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah, all evening. Yeah. Head on in. We have several branches that are open on Sundays. We're open the rest of the week, too. Come see us anytime. We've got lots of things in branch. Obviously, there's books. If you've been in the library, you're going to see those. We're going to have fiction books, which are going to be great for everybody. But there's also huge nonfiction sections with everything from animals to space and back again. Biographies are a big thing that happens in the school year. I think it's fourth graders have a biography project every year. You're always coming in going, all right, we got to do a biography. So there's lots of great people you can learn about in our biography section.
So but, I know the nonfiction section, it's sorted by the Dewey Decimal System. Some of you might have heard of that. What if I'm a patron and I don't know the Dewey Decimal System? How can I find my books about my animals if I visit?
Well, that's a great question. Your first stop is going to be the questions desk because the librarians there are super excited to help you, especially if you're a kid. I mean, grown-ups too. Obviously, we're happy to help you too, obviously. But I love helping with kids. And come and ask us. We'll help you find what you're looking for. If you're looking for sloths or you're looking for something in particular, we're happy to help you. You can also use our online catalog. It's going to have our Dewey Decimal System, and the call numbers are going to be on each listing for you to find.
And every branch has a set of encyclopedias for you to use at the branch as well.
Yeah, that is so crazy because I was just thinking how far we have come. Because when I was a kid, they had traveling salespeople that would go door to door, sell your family a set of encyclopedias.
Yeah, I have one
and
of those.
When you need to look up, you know, on the internet, it was your set of encyclopedias. And so, or you'd go to the library. The library's still here, but the library is profoundly different now yeah. because we have so many more resources.
It's true. When I was a kid, we didn't have an encyclopedia, but we had Encarta on our computer.
Nice.
Yeah.
And we're back. And for this segment, we're going to talk about e-resources.
We are. And in addition to Emily, thank you for sticking around. We have another guest with us. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Hope. I'm the e-resources librarian here at Johnson County Library.
Well, welcome. So what e-resources do we have available for all the little ones that are headed back to school?
We are just coming off of our first sizzling summer with Libby for our ebooks and e-audiobooks, and that is a great feature for our kids going back to school too, especially our high schoolers who are maybe cramming in some last-minute high school reads that they need to get for their summer reading. And a bonus, our classics in that section of Libby are usually available all the time. There's no waiting list.
So for all the folks that are not familiar with Libby, what exactly is that? And, you know, maybe you're not familiar, or maybe you only know Libby as Libby, Libby, Libby on the label, label, label.
Oh, my. Libby is our sort of like our virtual branch, basically, for our ebooks and e-audiobooks. It's our primary service that we use. So we have youth, teen, and adult books there. That's the service you can use on the website, or you can download the Libby app and find our library. It's where you can check out, manage all your holds, and enjoy reading ebooks and listening to e-audiobooks.
Very cool. So that's the electronic books. Are there any other resources that you have?
Absolutely. So I think you heard mention of Lightbox, which is an interactive ebook service that we offer. And I like to spotlight that because we do have content from kindergarten through 12th grade. And it can span certainly a lot of the fun books that Emily had mentioned in terms of animals and science, also literature and history, lots of cool things there. So I highly recommend checking out Lightbox for all ages. It's a really good primer on a variety of subjects. BrainFuse Help Now is also another great resource for when you're wanting live tutoring. So if mom and dad are feeling a little rocky on helping out with some homework there, hop online for those tutors. They're available daily from 2 to 11 p.m. And
BrainFuse also has options for a writing lab. I've actually submitted stuff to them. You can submit it and they'll get back to you, I think, in 24 hours with edits and recommendations for you. It's a great option if you're just feeling a little spotty and need somebody to proofread your work.
So absolutely. That doesn't have to just be like elementary kids. Anybody could submit their writing?
Yeah, anybody can.
Very absolutely. Cool. Yeah, even college students and adults, absolutely, that's an option for them. And one thing that the students a lot of times will have access to the Britannica School Edition, and that's a really great thing for parents to be aware of as well, because you can access it through the library as well. And that will provide content broken down in reading levels for elementary, middle school, and high school.
Nice.
So it can cover the same topic. So if you want to learn about William Shakespeare, but read it as a second grader or a seventh grader or an 11th grader, it changes the article content for you that way.
All right, Libby sounds awesome and is in fact awesome. And so what other resources do we have to offer folks going back to school, both kids, teens, whatever age, I don't care?
You know, there are two resources that I think are really handy for research when it comes to maybe some of those school papers that you're doing a school project. One of those is Masterfile, and that's a really good catch-all database for articles, and it will cover a wide variety of topics. So if you go into our homework help section, you're going to see Masterfile Complete. Drop in any subject there, and you'll get a wide variety of full-text articles. So that's a great resource for a go-to if you're like, I don't know what research I need to hop into for this specific topic. Start there. Another place that I also think is really handy, especially for some of our high school-aged researchers, is our primary sources from Gale. And these are archives that have digitized primary sources, handwritten manuscripts, photos. You get things from ACLU, oh, wow, women's studies, a lot of newspapers, some things that go back even early into like slave trade in the early United States history, indigenous history, political extremism, wide variety of really neat primary source resources.
Primary sources. That
exactly.
Is
exactly all online.
Yeah, you know,
all written by Gale.
No, but no. But I mean, do you think about how much information's out there on the internet, but it's not coming from the original source or original documents. That's so great that we
you can go
put
straight
in touch
to
with
the
them.
Source.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Right.
And so Charles really wanted to know what resources are available to cheat.
That's true.
Do you have like answers to tests and things?
No. I'm not going to dignify that with a response. Our librarians are happy to help you find great resources to help you infuse yourself with this knowledge. So no cheating necessary.
Yes, we here at the Johnson County Library do not endorse cheating whatsoever.
Unless you can get away with it.
But do we still have Cliff Notes? I mean, I don't know.
We do actually offer Cliff Notes.
Yeah. You can find those on the shelves, yeah.
By the way, kids that are listening with your parents, just reading the Cliff Notes, your teachers are way smarter than that. They know what's up.
And if nothing else, head to our Gale Literature section if you're looking for a quick snippet on maybe a book that you're reading in class or something like that. You can get a lot of that material online as well. Just head to that research section and look under literature. And if you're in a pinch and you need the synopsis and a few talking points, it'll get you there.
Oh, well, at least get you to thinking a little bit more critically about what you read. Maybe it will open some doors for you.
Right. Maybe actually motivate you to read that book.
Very cool. Thank you.
Well, it's happened again.
We've blown off another perfectly good hour listening to Car Talk.
No. What's happened again is we've reached the end of an episode. But once again, I don't know about you, but I really feel like I've learned something.
Yeah.
So what did you learn today?
I learned about all the great resources, especially those online resources with BrainFuse.
Yeah, that got coming up over and over again.
It did, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, BrainFuse for kids, teens, and even adults.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you go to jocolibrary.org and you can look at our e-library or the kids section, the teen section. You'll find all the resources that we talked about today.
That's true.
Well, how about next month? What are we doing?
Next month, yep. So all of you that listened to that little intro we had, you are probably wanting to know about those prizes.
I am so excited.
So next month's episode is going to be our show, a quiz show.
The Library Lowdown Quiz Throwdown.
Yes. And it's going to be a blast for us to record, but in addition to that, we wanted to let you in on the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll be hearing us play some trivia games on the show, but
absolutely,
we will also have a crossword and a word search on our page of the Johnson County Library website, jocolibrary.org/didyouhear.
Yep.
And you can play along at home.
Yeah. Print it out. Fill it out. It's a little challenging. So, you know, it's not necessarily for kids. This is adults. And, you know, hey, adults can do word searches and
adults
crosswords.
Can do word searches, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But it'll, you know, you might just learn something along the way while having a great deal of fun completing a puzzle.
And that's not all, Dave.
Oh, yeah? What else?
Yeah. So if you follow us on our social media on Facebook and Twitter, during the last week of August, we are going to have daily quiz questions for people to answer.
Yeah.
And if we're going to take all of those correct answers that we receive from the daily quizzes, as well as anybody who submits a completed crossword and word search.
Which you can turn in at the information desk at any branch, and they'll send it to us.
Yep. We will enter all of those names into a drawing for fabulous prizes.
Yes. And we're not joking about the fabulous prizes. I mean, we're not giving away Kansas City Chiefs football tickets.
That's true.
So kind of let's quash those expectations.
Fabulous library prizes.
Yes, but we're talking about some pretty decent swag here, and I don't want to give everything away. We will reveal some of these prizes on social media, but we are getting a little help from our friends at the Makerspace for one part of the fabulous prize package.
That is true.
Yeah. So, be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, be on the lookout for all of those ways to enter into that drawing, and listen in next month, and we will do the drawing live on air.
I can't wait.
See you then.
This is your Library Insider.
Did you hear?
Bye. The Friends of Johnson County Library is a member-powered, nonprofit support organization just for Johnson County Library. We promote community awareness of the library and our award-winning services. The funds we raise from memberships and from selling used books support the library's excellent collection. And we serve as library advocates to our elected officials. Make the most of your library. Become a friend of Johnson County Library at friendsofjcl.org.